Hi and welcome to a very special, very special double Christmas podcast. And before I get into it, I just want to be a little bit cocky and just say before everything is actually revealed, what this is and the information and everything like that, I just want to say you're welcome. Because the stuff in this podcast, first of all, there's two topics here. The first topic is three ways to make you extra attractive just using conversation. Now, the three things that I'm going to give you are like my secret stash. This is the shit that I very rarely reveal, and if I do, it's only to clients, and so I thought, fuck it, it's Christmas time, or Hanukkah, or, you know, just the holiday season in general. So I thought I would disclose this kind of stuff because I honestly think it's really fucking cool. And this is the stuff that when I tell you this, you're going to be looking beyond the looking glass. It's kind of like you can see what I'm doing as I'm doing it. Now, I want to reveal to you that, you know, there is no true formula. There is no true formula for love. There is no true way that, you know, that if I give you some algorithm that it is going to work. But what you can do is observe what works. And so these three ways are really interesting things that, you know, you will see and you can implement and you can get results from. But the moment you rely on them, the moment you say, this is how it works, this is what you do, is the moment that they do not work. That is the thing that you have to remember, that it's like the moment that you think you know is the moment that you stop learning. And so therefore, as we always say, all superpowers should always be used for good. Now, the second topic is going to be, should you get back with your ex? And, or is it even a good idea to get back with your ex? And some people say yes, and some people say no. And we're going to be revealing the truth about if you should or should not do this. Now, for both people who are listening on iTunes, just letting you know, this is currently being streamed live on Facebook and on Instagram. And so if you are not on Facebook and Instagram, please look me up. You can look me up, Harvey Hook. Or on Instagram, at GetHimHooked. I strongly recommend that you dedicate your next 10 seconds of your life to adding me and following me on Instagram, because if you do, I'll probably make it worth your while. Wink. But anyway, so let's get into the first topic. So three conversation tips that are going to make you extra attractive or super sexy, however you want to think. Okay, so the first thing is, one thing I've really noticed is that, let's look at conversations kind of like neurons, right? If the society or people, right? If people come together, if society is like a giant brain, like a giant consciousness itself, right? Then people that come together are like the individual neurons. So the one thing that I want to share this, because I always look at society like a giant organism, that the people, we're like the nervous system, and we are also simultaneously the blood. You know, roads, they're kind of like the veins, moving the things around. But when it comes to conversation, we are a sort of neural network of people. Now, those particular things, right, the way that neurons fire is it's always to do with whatever parts of your brain are active, things like that. But what basically happens is to explain this, right? When two people are communicating, there needs to be a gap that is bridged. Now, in the past, I've talked about emotions like a currency. Now, bridging this gap does take some emotional energy to do that, which is why some people feel really they're like, I'm introverted or I'm extroverted or whatever, to do with however they feel about bridging that gap. And the truth is, you're kind of both. But one thing here, when it comes to this idea, right, to make it super easy to connect, and trust me, people really like people who make it easy for them. It's really important. So tip number one, now that I've got that frame out of the way, tip number one is to qualify the world in which they qualify the world. Now, that's it's a bit of an esoteric way of looking at it, but I want you to understand this very simply. Everyone really has a few universal beliefs, or they have a filter in which they look at the world. Now, some of them might say, you know, like for example, if you ask someone for directions, right? Someone might, if you say, how do I get to this place? Someone might say, oh, it's nearby this McDonald's. Or someone might say, it's nearby that particular gym. Now, those two people have a completely different filter of the world, right? Now, one thing is you do want to notice what filter they use. You will immediately be able to connect with them so much deeper and so much more instantaneously if you understand the filter and you empathize with that filter. And sometimes you can't. Like, some people might tell you about drugs and you're not really a drug person, right? So that's probably not a filter you want to filter with. But people generally have a filter. Now, I want to take this deeper and try and notice the qualifications that people put on things. Now, a qualification, not a degree, when a qualification, when it comes to conversation, tends to be, now I'm going to be dumping a lot of information on you, right? A qualification when it comes to information tends to be specifically about, how do I say this? It's like the way we judge things as good or bad. So you might say this podcast is good. Someone else might listen to it and think it's bad. Now, in conversation, you want to pay attention to these qualifications, because is it possible for two different people to have the same experience and qualify it as two different things? You might, two people can see the same movie, and due to their different life experiences, past experiences, whatever, one person might say, it's the most amazing movie they've ever heard, and oh my, or seen, and it's incredible. And the other person might think, you know what, they probably should spend a little bit more time making that movie. And so this is the thing that you really want to pay attention to. Or you don't have to actively pay attention to, but once you're aware of it, part of your mind will be conscious to it. And that is the way people qualify the world. Now, the moment, here's the interesting thing. So you don't have to overly think like, all right, cool. So this person, because that's the one thing I don't want people to do, is I don't want people to get in their head. And that's why I'm really, I'm really particular about the particular devices, like the technology and stuff that I give out, because I don't want people to get in their head about it. But, right, the thing is, you want to just be aware of if you and that person qualify something in a different way. Because the moment you do that is you're disconnecting like the neurons that you guys share. So, you know, you might go see a movie and that person's like, it was shit. And you're like, that was great. That there creates a disconnect, especially if you're someone who gets caught up in that that mindset. Now, it is possible for two people to then fire like their neurons together. Because the thing is, those that fire together wire together. That's like, you know, if you feel good every time you eat a banana, eventually you're going to feel good eating the banana. And that's the same with people. Those that fire together wire together. It's a part of their neurons that fire together feel really good together, right? Now, some people might really qualify, right? So again, it's about qualification. They might qualify arguments as good, right? So then in that case, if you guys see the same movie together and you both disagree on the movie, you then get a chance to argue over the movie, which is then qualified as good. But basically, I have a very simple rule. If you want someone to say yes to you, you literally just have to give them less things to say no to. And what that means is paying attention to things that they qualify as good and talking about that first. It's like a slow, slow stepladder. When you allow that person to feel, yes, we're really are on the same level, right? You can then go to higher levels of communication. But it starts with, do you guys share a similar worldview? And that worldview is seen through how they qualify things, you know? You know, you might talk to someone, right? And they might be thinking, oh my God, this Christmas, I hate Christmas. Christmas is the worst. It's, you know, you have to spend time with family. Oh, you know, it's, you have to give gifts. I don't want to give gifts. And so they might say that. Now, if that isn't too completely offensive to you, because some people might be offended by that, you know, it's, you just have to just qualify the world in which they do. So you might say something simple like, yeah, you know what, I can definitely see that. Yeah, just agree. You know, if one of the really simplest things I've noticed is all you really have to do is nod. You don't really have to do much else. You're like, yeah, definitely. You don't have to fully agree. You can just, it's basically just empathizing their particular worldview. Now, I've always said, love in which the way you want to be loved. If you want someone to listen to you, maybe you have to go first and listen to them. And so that's the way we qualify their world. So they basically feel really good, because with the whole neuron metaphor of the, you know, the parts of your brain firing together, wiring together, I like to sometimes consider, right, there is a certain level of syncing that two people need to do. So in the way that your iPhone syncs with your iTunes, or if you're a heathen and you're a Samsung person or a Google person, no, I don't really care, but there is some syncing between your computer, right? And there is some syncing between two people, and you have to be patient with that, because some people, you know, they sync really straight away. And that's when we're like, oh, it's like sparks. And some people take their fucking time. And with those people, you gotta be patient. Patience. But here's tip number two. It's all about stories. Now, stories are really interesting. Stories are my favorite because, or one of my favorites anyway. These are three of my favorites, right? Stories. Stories. Stories are really interesting because what happens with stories is that, you know, you really want someone to get to know you. You want to get to know someone. But I've always said this, there's two language styles. There's implicit and there's explicit. Now, explicit is, listen to this podcast. It's going to be a really good podcast. It's telling, not showing. Now, implicit is showing, not telling. You know, I've always been a firm believer that people will never lie to you. They will either tell you explicitly or they will show you implicitly. Now, some things, right, some things aren't, you can't really be explicit with. With money, you should always be explicit. You don't go into a cafe and say, hey, how much for this coffee? And they go, I don't know, you can pay me back tomorrow. That's not how it works. But when it comes to emotions and attraction, implicit is best, because you can't go up to someone and say, these are five reasons why you should be attracted to me. It just does not work. And in fact, if someone's ever done it to you, you'll know this personally. Now, stories are a great way to be implicit and express parts of your personality with someone who, how do I say this, with someone that you're interested in or whatever. Basically, and the number three tip will bring this all together. It's really interesting. And this also really ties well with the second topic, with should you get back with your ex. It all works really perfectly. But with stories, right, what you want to do is anytime you tell a story, it's actually telling something about you. Now, this doesn't mean stories that you've lived. Sometimes it means stories about someone you know, because you're someone that knows them. So what kind of person do you have to be to know that kind of person? But what I want to do now is share with you a couple stories that I've, like, basically come up with. And I don't mean consciously, like I've gotten down with a pen and paper and been like, yes, this is a good story. It's going to get me the feels. Yes. What happens is that all you really need to do is just pay attention to your life. And if it's a cool story, which chances are that you have a few, you just have to be conscious about what it tells about you. Now, I want to tell you a story. I'll tell you two stories, in fact, to demonstrate this. You know, when I was touring in 2015, when I came back from touring, I didn't really feel like you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. I had someone staying in my apartment. So I had, you know, they'd been there for a while I was traveling. And so I was living with my family. And oh my God, I remember why I moved out. You know, my dad, he has this kind of sonar. He's like this old world Iranian man who didn't like merge well with Western society. And so I was a big meditator at the time. And I would be there meditating. And my dad would come in and he goes, Javi, where are you? And he would keep like yelling and yelling and yelling and yelling and yelling because that's the kind of guy that he is until I replied. Now, I would be meditating and it's really funny because I'm like, I'm here! And it's really funny. But what happened was my brother, right? My brother was at the time working in Nigeria because he worked for the Australian government. And he was there for the last 3 years. And my mum went to visit him because guess what? He had a baby. Yay. So I'm an uncle. And so my mum went. The moment I came back, she was like around for a week. And then she went to Nigeria. Now she came back and I was still living at the house with my family before the person moved back like out of my apartment because they had a set time. And my mum, we had a chat, right? We were chatting. It was really honest chat. It was really cool because me and my mum normally don't talk at that deep level. And because she was showing me all the photos of Nigeria. Now, we were going through a phone. You know, she was really happy. She got this new Samsung phone. The devil, no. She got this new Samsung phone. She was able to take some photos really quickly. And she was really happy about that rather than having a camera, this whole thing. And what was really interesting, right, was that I love the photos because it was like 95% of the baby. So Hazel, my niece, is absolutely adorable. She's around just under 2 now. So 95% of Hazel. There was 5% of, or like 4% of my brother and his wife. And then like maybe 1% of Nigeria itself. So it's like I got a really good example of Nigeria. It's only by that, like the tiny sample space. Because I've never been there. I don't know if you have. But here's the thing. It really got me and my mum talking. And the interesting thing was, my mum started to reveal some really awesome things. She started to say something. She's like, you know what? I've got everything I've ever wanted. I have a house. In fact, I've got multiple houses. I've got kids. In fact, now I have grandkids. Or grandchild now, at the time. I've got, my kids are happy. My family is happy. They're making money. That's all I ever wanted. Because guess what? My mum, she came from a not well-off place in India. Now, she was the kind of lady, very strong lady. She came to Australia. They were like, she got a job working as a, bookkeeper. And they were like, do you know how to use Microsoft PowerPoint and Excel? She was like, hell yes. And guess what? She did not know. She learnt on the job. In fact, that some would say that rubbed off on me. But she tells me this story where she's got everything she ever wanted in her entire life. And yet she's still not happy. She was still not happy. You know, and I was lucky that I was able to help her through that, but, you know, she did most of the work herself. And she realized in that moment, she was doing everything for everyone else. And now that everyone else is off doing their own thing and able to live and support themselves, there's nothing else to do. And guess what now she's doing? She's renovating the house. Something she's wanted to do for my entire life. It's been a year now. It's really fucking, like, good. It's going really well. She's done half the house, whole new kitchen, this and that. And you know what? It's actually made us closer. Because now she's like, look, I got a new table. I got new lights. She sends us photos. Normally it would be like, you know, what's wrong? How can I help you? Because that's the kind of mother that she was. But now that's only become part of the mother that she is. So that's one story. And that's actually a real story that's really close to my heart. I remember that moment and it really was really close to me. But when you listen to that story, what does that share to you? You know, I was touring, I was traveling. I have a really strong connection with my mother. There's all of these things. There's all of these little elements that tell you, that characterize me as a human, her as a human, the whole dynamic, the relationship of our thing. Like, I don't want to, like, I tell you this story and I'm actually just like, I don't want to allegorize that too much because it's so personal to me. But there's a lot of characterization there. And, you know, I could have just told you that story of like, lol, my mom came home and then she's renovating the house. But, you know, it's always the filter in which we look deeper. And these emotions that we share are the things that allow people to actually connect. It's that those that fire together wire together. Remember that. Now, I want to then share another story that's completely the exact opposite. And this one's a really funny story. So, you know how on your phone there's Facebook, right? And you know how Facebook has now added the new Facebook Marketplace feature? Well, when that first came in, I thought I'd be a bit of an experimenter. You know, I've always been someone who experiments. Not to be mean to people, but whenever I do experiments, I always try and make it really obvious that that's what I'm doing. I'm not taking it seriously because I want to see how it works. And in some ways, like that, I've actually learned from my mistakes that if I'm experimenting, maybe I should take it a bit seriously and actually get some results, you know? Rather than trying to sell some shit on eBay, you actually try and sell something good on eBay. But this is before I learned that lesson. And so what I did was I just done this public speaking course at this hotel, and I actually have a pen in front of me. So what is it? It's like the Royston Hotel. It was in Brunswick in Melbourne. And so they gave out like just infinite pens, and I had this really good time there, and I had this pen and I have it in front of me that I chewed all over. So what I did was when the Facebook Marketplace came on, I was like, you know what? This is me trying to learn about myself and stuff. I was like, you know what? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try and sell one of these pens on the Facebook Marketplace. So I took some nice photos and I put it on Facebook for for $250. Really a silly amount. This is what I mean by not taking it too seriously. This is a really silly amount for a really shitty pen that's been chewed on it. And guess what? I got no biters. So as the experiment went continued, guess what I did? Well, I got my professional camera out. And I got a friend who's rather attractive, and she's listening to this, hello, and I got her to model it. So I took all these photos with her that are like, really like this awesome depth of field on the pen. You can see the ballpoint. There's this person, this beautiful person modeling the pen. And I made it very clear in the description. So the photos itself, because I was experimenting, right? The photos itself were immaculate because I've done photography stuff for like people's apartments and stuff in the past when they were like, we can't sell our apartment. I'm like, let me take photos. We take the photos, bang, inquiries, right? So I'm like, it's all in the look, right? It's always all in the look. So what we do is we take some photos, we put it up there, and guess what? I get biters. I'm like, what is humans? What do they do? So I get these inquiries and they're like, so what kind of pen is it? I'm like, read the description. And the description says, pen from Royston with chewed end, ballpoint, good for writing and letters and making notes. And I get these things and it's really interesting because people don't read it. So then they ask things like, is it Mont Blanc? Is it this thing? How long have you had it? And I'm like, read the description. And then they're like, this guy's an idiot. And that's before I learned how to sell. But that's another story. And that completely characterizes me in a completely different way. And remember, remember the whole qualify thing. It's like how we qualify the world is very interesting. So if people who qualify the world in the same way, remember, those that fire together, wire together. If you two qualify and view the world in the same way, you're bound to get closer together. Right, now, the third thing, which is a rather quick one, because we're around the 24-minute mark, and I've still got to get into the second part of the podcast, which is should you and your ex get back together, right? The third thing is just chill the fuck out. Chill out. everyone, right? Right. Now here's the thing, right? Everyone is in a rush to connect. Everyone's in a rush for love. Must look like this, must look like that, must get like this. I'm going to tell you this. If you slow down, right? If you slow down the pace, even in which you want to say something, right? What will happen is you give the other person a chance to create conversation, which is them trying to connect with you. It's this whole interesting thing. Now, one thing I want you to see and notice, have you ever noticed someone who has like the I know moment, right? They go, I know, and then they like tell you something. Or like, you know, you say like, oh, I went to this sports game, which I'm not really a sports guy. And they're like, oh, yeah, I saw that. Or they if you like, yeah, I like this band, they're like, yeah, I saw them live. And they like cut you off. Don't be that person. Like, that's the simple thing, is chill the fuck out, because we got to let the other person finish what they need to say. This is especially true when it comes to arguments. Because some of the time, someone's like, I'm hurt. And you're like, yes, I'm sorry. And then you justify it. But I just didn't know, and this and this and this and this. That kills the connection. That justification, because you didn't take time to fucking hear the other person where they're at. They didn't get the chance to finish their train of thought or to feel that you actually felt them. This is what I mean by chill out, like slow down, slow the rate in which the conversation is down, because you'll find when that conversation is slow, right, it will naturally speed up at a different pace, and it'll be the most organic pace for that conversation. Because sometimes we're in a rush to connect, and I definitely see this in people where they're like, you know, I just talked to this person and it's really frustrating because I'm trying to make it happen. And it's like, you're trying to make it happen, but you're fucking it up. It's like that person takes their sweet ass time to get to know people, you know? It's like you gotta let that happen, right? You gotta let that slowness happen for them, because what connection looks like to you might not always be what connection looks like to that other person. And when you are chill, you have a chance to observe the other person and to see where they're at. Now, this one is the hardest one to grasp because it's not a thing you can explicitly do. But it's all about awareness. You let your awareness go to that thing, right? And you will then naturally become aware of these things. So, now it's time for the second part of the podcast. We are at 27 minutes and I won't... let's take the amount of time that it needs. Is you and your ex getting back together a good idea? Is it a good idea? You know, people say you broke up once, you broke up for a reason. And I say, you know what, that's a bit of a cliche. Let's get some real, real advice. You know, I actually almost did this podcast before I answer that question. I actually almost did this podcast as a why dating advice sucks podcast. And I think I might bring that theme in there. But look, looky, 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 looky. To answer this question, right, I want to describe something very particular and very unique. And that is what I refer to as the cosmic wheel. But let's look at your lungs as an example. Let's get rid of the cosmic wheel. And if you're very interested in that, I talk more about that in my epic relationships course. But when we talk about your lungs, let's use your lungs as a metaphor. Do you know how it works? Like what they use the words for when you breathe in and breathe out? Well, when you breathe in, guess what they call that? They call that inspiration, breathing in life, breathing in this energy. And guess what? When they breathe out, guess what they call that? Expiration. The opposite of inspiration is expiration. And I'm sorry if you can hear a plane in the background. I'm not in a very soundproof booth. This is just my desk. But so that's the interesting thing to be aware of, is that people are always looking for inspiration. Inspiration, 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 inspiration. I just gotta be inspired. And guess what? That's a fucking mind game that just gets you nowhere. But inspiration goes hand in hand with expiration. The opposite of life is not death. The opposite of life is rebirth. That's the thing that you want to know. So it's very interesting then that when you notice this, so you understand this as a deeper level, that relationships are always going through this inspiration, expiration mindset. In fact, they will always go through this. You will go through times where it feels really good to be together. You also go through times where it doesn't feel good to be together. But the overall thing you want to pay attention to, right, is very interesting. So you want to just pay attention to the overall thing. Are you moving towards that person or are you moving away from that person? Now, that's the very subtle thing that I want to share with you, because there is a key difference. Because if you're in a relationship, right, and you're inspiring, so going, yes, that's the fun part. That's the part where you're doing all this cool stuff together and it feels really good and you're just really connecting. And then there are the times where you're going, your expiration, right? And those are the times when you're, instead of trying to, you know, you're not really, it's not trying to break up. And people think like, I just don't really feel it good all the time. I think we should break up. It's like, no, you thought too soon. During those expiration times, right, what actually happens is instead you're still moving towards the relationship. It's like every time you breathe in and out, you're still moving towards life. But it might be that you just need some recovery time or you just need some other time, and that's good. You know, in fact, one of my closest friends, she once said, you know, I really had to learn the hard way that him having time with the boys is a really good thing. That's his expiration, because guess what? Every time he does that, that gives him time to move back towards the relationship. Now, what you want to then do, though, to really understand. Now, I'm not going to say yes or no, because you know me, I don't like hard and fast rules. In fact, I think they're stupid. You know, like, this looks like this. I've always said, you know, the moment you think you know is the moment that you don't know. But with this, I want you to pay attention to, is your inspiration and expiration, is your, yes, I like this and I don't like this, moving towards the relationship? Like, is it supportive or is it not supportive? So I'll give you an example. So let's get some real world examples. A real world example might be, right? So a real world example might be a pro relationship, pro getting back together, might be that, you know what, you need some space from that person just because, you know, you don't feel that safe with them, or you're trying to figure them out a bit more, or you just need to trust them, or you just need to see how they are when they don't be around you. It's like these kinds of things. That's expiration. So that's taking time away from the relationship. That's still supportive of the relationship, right? Now, expiration or inspiration away from the relationship might be that, you know, every time you're not with that person, you just feel really good, and that, like, you just notice, right? Here's the thing, right? You just notice that a part of your mind is collecting data. Now, your mind is always collecting data. It's this great thing. And if you are aware of this, you will be aware of your subconscious. But with this, you will pay attention to, is it collecting data to move away from it? Because that's the thing. You might be away from that person. You're like, wow, you know, I just feel really happy when I'm not with them. You're finding evidence of this, right? And when you expire, so when you're not with them and you're just feeling like, oh yeah, like this is not really good relationship, or you're not really feeling the best in it, that's when you collect the most data, right? Your mind might be like looking around, be like, okay, yeah, like it's a bad idea, these things like that. That's when you look at it and you see the trends. Now, most of all, right, with people, they're not quite sure because they're like, I feel really good. In some cases, I feel really good. In other cases, that's not the thing to look for, because you will always feel good and you will always feel bad. That's the inspiration and that's the expiration. You just want to pay attention to, are you moving towards that person? Or are you moving away from that person? And here's the fucking truth. The subtle truth is that sometimes we don't know. We just don't know. In fact, it's like, you know, we think we need time apart because we're like, oh no, but, you know, but I just need all this time apart. Is it bad? Guess what? It's not bad. You just need time apart. But sometimes you might not feel safe. And if you don't feel safe, you're that person who's thinking, oh, I should move away. I don't know what to do. I don't really feel like it's good. And that safety is still moving, that need to feel safe is still moving towards the relationship, right? because if you're still moving towards a relationship, maybe you want to feel safe. But if there's that safety that is, I don't feel safe in here, I don't want to be here anymore, you will pay attention to that in your mind. And if we're doing coaching together, I will help you experience this. You will notice that that's not the thing for you and that it's been a bad idea. And maybe there was a reason. Anyway, that was this podcast. That second section was really good. Thank you for everyone who joined us live. Thank you for those who are listening to this on iTunes. If you are listening to this on iTunes, I want you to leave a review. 5 stars minimum. No, don't, whatever. Just do whatever you want. I love you. Like, to me, the gift is in the giving. And I want to give more than I get. So that's basically the foundation behind it all. But thank you for those who listened. I severely adore this. And guess what? Happy motherfucking Christmas. happy Easter. Happy New Year's. Happy birthday. Happy Hanukkah. Crazy Kwanzaa. Crazy Kwanzaa? I'm not quite sure. It's from quote from Futurama. But you know what? And, you know, there's someone who's commented, you know, it was really good. You gave me some ideas. Thank you. But look, you know, like, I've always said this. I would not be me if it was not for you. You know, we are neurons firing together, wiring together. And guess what? As we do that, just like your brain, right? Your brain actually coats a little bit of fat around the neuron, like the two neurons that fire together, actually making it a bit more stronger and more secure. So the more we do stuff like this, right? This is a two-way street. You feel me, I feel you. It's this beautiful thing, but I would not be me if it was not for you, because together we are better. Have a merry holiday period, and I'll talk to you next week just before New Year's. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.